Testing. Testing 1, 2, 3. 3, 4. Well, this one works and that one doesn't.
October 4th, 1978. Henry Swanson.
Old school.
That first one in the old school?
Yeah.
Upstairs, huh?
Yeah, this must be upstairs because there's that, sure, there's that round window. You know, on the end. And there's another one of Lucy.
Lucy Levitt?
Lucy Levitt.
That's number two. Now this is somebody else then, huh? This one?
No, that's Lucy Levitt too. Oh, no. No, that's, Annie Peterson.
Oh.
Annie, Nick Peterson's sister. Yeah.
And she was a woman who was down in the Sitka home,
yeah.
I think, right?
Yeah. In the, she's, last I heard, she was in the Sitka Pioneer
home. Home, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this, I recognize the face, but I...
Yeah.
And here's the Coast Guard, with all the kids standing on the dock. There's the old coal hopper where they unloaded coal. See, they used to dump coal up in there. Then the cars went under. They loaded the cars and they hauled them up the trestle over into the coal yard.
Oh, that's for unloading the coal then, huh?
Yeah, that's, they dumped it in that hopper there.
Okay.
Off the yard arm. They used the yard arm, you know, for a hoist.
I was surprised at how many school kids there are here for just two teachers.
Yeah.
Boy.
Well, there was the Jesse Lee home with the... I guess sometimes they had high as 70 there. And then the kids in town. Let's see, what's this? Well, here's a gang, children at Sicily Home.
Those are hard to make out in those group photos.
Yeah. There's about 30 in that bunch. This, I guess, is the whole town.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe.
Yeah, pupils at the Unalaska Public School.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Sure, it's, radish and lettuce to sell. Yeah, that's probably the Jesse Lee home.
Yeah,
that looks like the old fence around the garden. D9.
Yeah, I had Irene and
Mm-hmm.
Joyce numbering though.
A lot of these pictures, I guess, were taken after I left here.
Now, this one I'm curious about.
Yeah.
It looks like maybe it's inside of a barabara.
Well, there's a woven mat like on the wall. Yeah, that's probably inside of a barabara. People there. guy on the left corner, that side, he's got a long stick of some kind.
Yeah. That wouldn't have been that Cedar Salovia.
It could have been a blind man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that might have been him. He's got the Kamlinky on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that is him. The old blind man, Cedar.
Mm-hmm.
He used to live in Humpy Cove.
Oh.
We used to call that Blind Man Bay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was he blind when he was over there?
Oh, yeah.
So did he have somebody with him?
Yeah. Is this a woman with him? Sure it is. Yeah, he had a woman with him. His daughter or wife or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I think he had a daughter. I guess that's a woman.
I couldn't tell. It's got a... whoever it has a hat on and...
It looks like something to hold the hair.
Yeah, yeah. And they're sewing on some gut or something.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, who is this?
I don't know. This man, two kids?
Looks like Applegate. I believe it is.
Is it? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Applegate, huh?
Yeah.
You've seen a photo of him before, I don't think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Applegate.
Hmm. And his two kids, Mydell and...
Yeah, that's probably his two kids. But that's Applegate. He always wore that kind of a collar.
Hmm.
You know, that
old-fashioned,
you know, them...
Starched and...
some of them, they're made out of rubber. I guess you could... stick them onto any old shirt.
That's number 12.
Mm-hmm.
Now this one on the back says it's the daughter of the Russian priest.
Yeah, that's Kudrovsky, I guess. Let's see, was Kudrovsky here?
I don't know. Kudrovsky? I've run across mention of Kashaveros.
Yeah.
And Pantaleev.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of Pantaleev in here, which is not with his name, but it's another one.
Yeah, this, I think this was Kudrovsky.
Hmm.
See, he had a son about my age. Kudrovsky, they went back to Russia and they were killed, both of them, during the revolution.
Hmm. This is the same girl here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All three of them.
Yeah, and I think they're all three are the same girl. That one's got something on the back.
I should have brought my glasses. Oh, this is better than the glasses. Martha and Lucy.
No identification on that couple.
Well, they got three babies there.
Yeah.
Are these some Davenport took?
Yeah. Most of these are some that Davenport took. And in his diary, the only people he mentions Kashaverov,
mm-hmm.
and the people who are at the home.
Yeah.
Dr. Spence, I think.
Oh, yeah. Spence was here when Davenport came.
Uh-huh.
See, Spence was here, let's see, he relieved Newhall, 1907, I think.
Hmm.
Mm. And he was here till 1911
okay.
or so. Then Newhall came back.
Came back, yeah.
Newhall went to medical school during that time. I think this Eliza Gould and Peter Kashaverov.
Huh.
See, Eliza Gould stayed with Newhall.
Mm.
That would be... Harriet's great aunt, or something like that.
Hmm.
Yeah, that looks like her.
Well, okay, and in that diary, they talk about an Eliza K.
Yeah.
So that would be Eliza Kashaverov.
Kashaverov, Eliza
okay.
K, yeah. Yeah, that's them. All right, that's Eliza. She was Gould from Unga. That's where the Goulds originated, in Unga.
Hmm.
But then they moved to King Cove. This must be by the school.
Which one is that? Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm.
There's another one.
Oh, yeah, there's Ballyhoo in the distance there across the bay. And that's before there was a radio station there.
Hmm.
You don't see no masts.
No, you don't.
Radio station built there probably about 1918 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and here's right down in front here. Oh yeah, there's the Jessley home. Yeah, that's on the beach. In the surf.
Oh, number 19, yeah.
There's the Jessley home there. And I guess, let's see.
Has the front beach changed very much?
Oh, yeah. Especially up in that corner. There used to be sandbars way up.
Oh, there were.
Yeah. It's washed away quite a bit up on that end.
By the Jesse Lee home?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, there's that old river boat that was never launched.
Uh-huh.
Right up there, I see the stern of it.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
See? Now, where that riverboat was then, well, there's the boys' house right behind the riverboat.
Okay, up here, yeah.
And the one that's up there now, what Twitterin lives in. Or does he still live in there?
No, he's moved down. He's been renting it.
The new one, huh?
Yeah,
that was a big river boat. See, that's the stern of it there, and it was on the edge of the bank where it was sitting is no more bank.
Oh, ah.
See, that it was sitting right on the edge. They launched them sideways. And I believe I saw a picture where, now that one I remember, because I think my father even worked on it. Because I remember when I was small, he took me up where he was nailing canvas on top of a deck.
Hmm.
And I think that was the one. See, that thing was about 200 feet long or so.
Yeah. Why wasn't it launched?
I don't know. They took it apart. I wasn't here then, around 1915.
Okay.
That's when they killed the Burka guy.
Oh.
chunk of it fell on him, squashed him. Well, here's a dry fish rack. Oh. Sustainer and Sustained in Alaska. Yeah, that's somewhere down toward the creek, I guess. Mm. Everybody had dry fish rack down that way. Mm. Some of them buildings.
That one's got some writing on the back about the Russian Christmas stars and the fact that it took the picture with a flash, and so most of the boys closed their eyes.
I suppose I know some of them.
Yeah, they're hard to recognize, I think. And these two are the same. It just says something about kids being out at out at recess.
Yeah, there's Mount Blue all there.
Yeah.
That with the preacher's collar on in the middle.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah. It says they're standing on the deck after the Katmai explosion.
Trying to see if I recognize any of them. That's 1912.
1912, yeah.
But I wasn't here then, but then some of them old timers there. See, that's the crew and some of the passengers, I guess.
Yeah, of the Dora, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this guy in front there with a hat, that looks like Captain Moore.
He was skipper of the Dora?
Yeah, he was at one sometime or other back then, or earlier. Captain Moore, he was interested in the Unga Mine, what do you call that, Apollo?
Yeah, Apollo Mine.
Mm-hmm.
Who owned the Dora?
Well, it was originally AC Company. Then I think in later years, Alaska Steam got her.
Alaska Steam, okay.
Yeah.
And it ran out here until when?
Mm-hmm.
How long did it run out here?
Well, it was running.
Oh, tell them to come on in here.
Running.
We'll be in here with these photos. Yeah.
Yeah, here's the back side of the Unalaska School.
Oh, okay. All right.
Away, okay. Yeah, it says on the back, I guess, yeah. Schoolhouse and the class gardening. Some of these little kids I knew because, you know, it was 1919 when I saw them. This was probably taken 1911.
Yeah, yeah.
So right. They were...
They were older.
Kind of grown up.
Henry, this is Henry Swanson.
I do.
She's doing the an article on this Adluwak.
Oh, yeah.
Adluwak?
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, they should be back soon.
Oh, this man I know.
Oh, good.
Let's see, who the heck is that now?
Not a Barakoff.
Yeah, that looks something like Emelian Barakoff.
I'm just trying to guess at the way he looks now. It sort of looks a little bit like Emil, thin in the face.
Well, like that's Bill Barakoff.
Yeah, yeah, father.
Bill, father, yeah. Uh-huh. He was chief of the sea otter hunters, 1910, when I was on that sea otter schooner.
Okay.
He was the only one who knew how to throw them spears.
Hmm.
You know, that with the stick.
Uh-huh.
Now, who the heck is this?
Phil looked at this one.
I recognized the face.
And he thought maybe it was the second wife of Alexei Yachmanov?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be, yeah. Mm-hmm. Girl. I wonder if that could have been Agnes Shagan.
The girl with the dark hat.
With
the
doll on the side.
Oh, the doll? Okay.
Yeah.
No name on it.
Well, there's a D2, D28. Well, you got a record of them.
Yeah, we just put down numbers on the cards. And
yeah.
So then maybe we can...
Hmm. Yeah, here's a bunch of the Jesse Lee homeboys, I guess.
Looks like it, out gardening or coming back with their radishes. Or
yeah, they got a whole bunch of turnips.
Hmm, okay. I think they're identified in Mary Winchell's book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about that. This boy, we've had a picture of before, and nobody can recognize him. Number 30, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 30. Yeah. Would you go check again and see if the people are in the library or down
he's
the
got she's got some kind of Japanese cap on. By looks of it.
Yeah. Now this one of all these women, boy.
Let's see.
No names on it.
What does it say here?
I think it's backwards. It's
B-O-D-O-S.
Babuski?
Oh yeah, Babuskas.
Babuskas. On Alaska.
On Alaska, Alaska. Yeah. Let's see, now I know. Yeah, I know lots of them. I recognize the faces.
Yeah, just grab a seat any place. You may want to bring in a chair if we run out of chairs.
A lot of faces there.
Yeah,
here's that stern of that old river boat.
Oh, okay.
It used to be up there. Oh, yeah, I know some of the people there. There's Dan Cipri.
Way on the left.
Yeah.
This, I think, is that. See, on the back of this one, it says that the Russian priest starting out to visit his people.
Oh,
I think it's Pantaleia. Because we've got another picture of him that Andy's identified as being him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's him. He was kind of a young fellow. Yeah, yeah. Again,
Yakutan, yeah, that's a good photo. Now this was the second Jesse Lee home built, right?
That's the one up there.
The one that's up there now, the second one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was built, I think, 1905 or somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. It was Carpenter McCurdy built it.
Mm-hmm.
He also built the jailhouse, the one that burnt down.
Marshall's place down here.
Yeah. Yeah, I recognize some faces there.
Those are the Swansons, I think.
Yeah,
Annie and Helen.
Mm-hmm.
We have the other photo of them that, and this one I think is a card. In the back of it, it says it was sent to someone in the Imperial Japanese Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Joyce, I had Irene go ahead and number these using your same, the groups that you had them in.
Mm, you did what?
I had Irene put the numbers on them, because I didn't want the groups to get mixed up after you sorted them out.
Some of these I saw before, I guess.
Yeah, some of them are, I think, in the same photos, you know, that he had lots of prints made of
them. Tahoma, towing the fetus.
Yeah, no, you weren't here when the Tahoma sank.
No.
No.
No, that sunk somewhere around 19...
14?
Somewhere 15? In there.
Yeah, I haven't been able to pinpoint it exactly.
They discovered the reef out toward that, too. That wasn't there until they hit it.
Until they hit it.
Yeah. Well, it's named Tahoma Reef.
Oh. Hmm.
It's between Kiska and that, too.
Hmm. Now this one I'm not sure about. It's 44, that one, yeah. That's not that one of the Japanese schooners, is it?
You can see. Yeah, I believe it is, yeah. It's one that they never did use in Margaret Bay. Yeah, that's the one went to peace in Margaret Bay. Mm-hmm. I think the bottom is still there. It's right about, you know, where there's no fill, that inner beach over to the left. He was a mail clerk on the old Dora.
Oh. Because I noticed in the diary, whenever the Dora would come in, he would be coming in on it. But
yeah, he was mail clerk on there, and he took, he copyrighted a lot of his pictures. And here's a whole mess of sea otters.
Worth $12,000, it says.
Yeah.
Applegate, I think.
Yeah, those were big. They stretched out probably 8 feet when they were stretched. Taken from the other side. I think that white house down there, that's it, that's Newman's house, right where Burns' store is now.
Hmm.
Yeah, here's the jailhouse.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a school, but it's a jailhouse.
No, it was built something like this where Whitren lives now.
Uh-huh.
McCurdy built that. The next year he built this
Jesse Lee home?
Yeah. That is the
boys' dorm.
Yeah. See, the jail was in that back. It had two wings on the back. And the jail was in there. Mm-hmm. The women's jail was up there.
Upstairs.
What the heck is this?
Is it the back of the school? It hit another photo of that school someplace.
No, the school didn't have them dormer windows on, on top.
Okay.
That's the old school, unless they put them on later. It looks like the back of the school. There's a garden and everything there. Sure. They must have put them dormer windows up there later on. Sure, there's the garden there. You know, right?
Yeah.
In this end.
This one I just figured was inside this cool house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is. There's a little clock up there. And the hanging lamp and it was.
How was that heated? It was such a big building.
The pot-bellied stoves.
Yeah.
Right
several
in the middle.
Right.
Yeah, right in the middle of each room.
Huh. And the school kids would have to take care of it, or?
Well, they burned coal in them, and is this a live bear or a stuffed bear? That's somewhere else.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a radio station when they had the wooden towers.
Wooden towers, huh.
Yeah. They knocked them wooden towers down in, I think, 1930, and put them steel ones there that's there now.
When did they build the big brick house over there?
The same time they put the steel towers in.
I notice on this one, part of the church roof is red and part of it's green.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know if that was on. Oh, I do. This one? Hello? Oh, hi. Fine. Yes. Yes. Oh, okay. They've left right at the moment. They're on their, if the plane came in today, they're on their way to Sitka. She has been putting some in. I don't know how many. Uh, I doubt it. I'll check with her on that, okay? Oh. Okay, right, right. Right, right, he mentioned that. I see. Golly. Wow. Okay. Right, right.
Yeah, there's a hole in the wall.
That's over on Dutch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was that at Little South America? I mean,
yeah,
at that end?
Yeah, right where you go through the pass. When they built the road there, they blasted that out.
Hmm.
Right there where you go through going to Hog Island.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And here is Bogusław.
Yeah, I wondered.
Yeah. Exploding.
Did you ever get out there when it was steaming
no.
like that? Or?
Well, let's see, 1910, let's see, this was taken, 1909 it blew up. And this was, it was still blowing in 1910, I guess. See, that was, all that was left of it was that and this. There was a mountain in the middle.
Hmm.
Perry Peak. That disappeared, that just blew all to pieces.
Hmm. Now, where would this one be? 63.
Oh, let's see, that's Attica.
Hmm.
Yeah. Old Attica. There's the old schoolhouse down there.
The white building.
Yeah, and here's the church. Of course, different now. Mm-hmm. And then here's lots more of it further up and over that way. See, they burnt that down during the war and rebuilt it.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's the old church. Of course, they got a new one now. It's Chernovsky, I believe.
Chernovsky or Borka?
No, it's not Borka.
Borka.
No, it's Chernovsky. Yeah, Chernovsky was built right on the narrow neck of land.
It was, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And this outside beach, and that's the bay in there.
Hmm.
I moved the last of people from there at 28.
That makes And they had a church like that.
Oh, yeah. They tore the church down, and there was about 8 people left there.
Hmm.
They moved to Chernovsky, I mean Kashyyyga. They got their water over here from a spring.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Oops, pardon me. That I don't know. No idea. It's almost like that one of Iliamna, you know, those mountains in the back.
Yeah, they
compared those. Compared it to that one, but.
Well, it's narrow neck of land there. Here's an old bridge went across the creek up there by Leontio Maculius. And they had another bridge way down.
Closer to the church?
No, by the store, behind the store.
Oh, At the same time they had the two bridges.
That was the older one down there. It was built on cribs, you know, big logs filled with rock. Pinnacle there, that's that pile of rock across the creek now.
Oh, that's still there.
Yeah. No, they blasted it, knocked it down.
What was it, just a natural rock outcropping?
Yeah. Well, you see that
big pile
of rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was this. See, the bridge is here now, right here. I don't know why they blasted it down, they just knocked it apart and left it there.
There, yeah.
Yeah,
right down here in the corner here. Couldn't quite make that out.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
The right corner.
That's the one I was telling you about, had the steeple on it.
Oh, and they had the pigeons in there?
Yeah. I don't know what the steeple was for, but it looked like an abandoned church.
Hmm.
And they kept chickens in there. And pigeons nested up in that steeple.
Hmm. What boats would these be? Any idea?
Yeah, that's no, I just a couple of Alaska steam. Let's see, what's that little one on this side? Well, the little one on this side is a that's the old dock. And there's all the warehouses down there and the coal pile.
Mm-hmm.
See the coal pile over in that side?
Okay.
Inside okay. that big fence. Looks like that ship there is unloading coal. See, there's a hopper there, right there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And there's that steam there from the old donkey boiler that ran the winch. Yeah, you could see the trestle that goes on top of the coal pile.
Running along over here.
Yeah. See that streak on top of the coal pile?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, here's a school farm in Margaret Bay.
Number 70?
Yeah.
I was saying number 70. In Margaret's Bay.
Mm-hmm.
At the head of the bay?
No, right in the middle. Right there where...
Okay.
They had a quite a big garden there.
In between Margaret's Bay and the ocean on the other side.
Yeah. Well, here, see those that rock there?
Oh, yeah.
See, they removed that when they built there. There was two of them there. See, Margaret Bay is right here.
In the front. Okay.
Right here. And there is over there. You know, Broad Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this is right in the middle of Margaret Bay, right on the flat there. Yeah, they had quite a big farm there. They raised a big crop of oats there one year. They didn't ripen, but they headed.
This was the school, not the home.
No, it was a school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and a fellow by the name of Brown, old farmer from Ohio. See, they had horses and plows over Dutch. So he used them and, this shows the old riverboat there, up by the...
Oh, yeah.
By Whitburn's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good picture.
You could see the coal pile easy in this picture.
Okay, yeah.
And
very dark.
And see that that's the pile driver sticking up.
Okay.
The coal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a coal ship there. The one on there, pile driver shows up in between the masts. The donkey boiler was right on the pile driver, on the skid. Oh yeah, this was taken from up the head of the lake. I guess you could see the old riverboat there.
Mm-hmm. Was this the riverboat in this 32?
Yeah, can see that one there, show the river boat.
No. But I see the one that's this one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this shows the whole length of it. It was quite a big riverboat. In Alaska from Government Farm.
Yeah, okay.
From Margaret Bay. I guess that's the old Perrier on the Coast Guard there. Yeah, there's a good picture of the hole in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
See wooden people standing there.
Impressive rock.
Yeah, that was a big hole. They could have built the road right through that hole.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have to. But then they did it anyhow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are mostly, I think, flowers and baskets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the basket class, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
That Mrs. Levine was teaching.
Do you know became of this Adlawak fellow?
Yeah, he went back up north. He was a full-grown man. He wasn't a kid.
So he was here?
Yeah. That would say about 1900.
Okay, okay.
Well, he went back up north, and well, you had some pictures of him in that dairy, and
okay,
also.
Well, is there a picture of him in there? There's a picture of a man holding a swan or a big white bird or something. When he went through those.
In your dairy, that
there's a letter from him.
Yeah, letter. Oh, yeah, in that letter thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was here about 1900, or somewhere in there. I can just barely remember him. I was about 4 or 5 years old, I guess, at the time.
And then he went back up to Wales or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere up around Nome and up in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't come back here then. He must have stayed up there,
yeah.
I guess.
Well, in that letter he wrote, you know, mentioned he got married and had some kids and so forth.
And what about Jenny Alexander now? She's in there too, and they have that one story about her. Did she get married up here, or did she go outside and then get married?
She got married outside. I think she died about 3-4 years ago. Yeah, I saw her I was visiting out in the grape country there.
In California?
Yeah. and she happened to be visiting there at the same time. She had a son about 7 feet tall and about that wide.
Yeah. And Lucy Lovett, what became of her?
I think she died up here somewhere. I know she was gone.
We got an account of her marriage to William Rosen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was somewhere in 1911 or 12.
Yeah.
Rosenberg, he died at Syracuse.
Not in the tidal wave, though.
No. No, the tidal wave hit Scotch Gap.
Not Syracuse.
No.
Oh.
Scotch Gap. That's the one on the Pacific side.
Okay, and Syracuse is?
On the Bering Sea side.
Oh. They have a lighthouse at both places?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Of course, now they just got the automatic light.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At that time they had, big lighthouse and families even lived there.
Hmm.
Had family houses.
Hey, settle down, please. Come on. Could I have these other photos so that we don't get them mixed up with the cook photos? What we did with these, we put them.
Oh, is that the ones you got copies?
No, these are the ones that are in the.
Oh yeah.
In that other. In those albums, or no, they were loose, I guess. Yeah. These are the ones from Clara Cook's collection. Some of them were taken by Davenport, and I guess some were taken by other people. They came along with this diary here. Marie, Bertelson?
Yeah, one of them, I think.
Yeah.
Let's see. I guess that's the one, huh?
I think it must be, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 6 years old.
Yeah. And the one in the middle there is 8 months.
Hmm. Now that's in Sanaac. And Sanaac had been a big sea otter.
Oh, yeah.
Place, right?
Mm-hmm.
But probably when, after 1900, it started to disappear? Or?
Yeah. Well, 1910, when we were out on that schooner, that's where we hunted mostly.
Out of Sanaac.
Around Sanaac.
Around Sanaac.
They only got, Applegate got 9 that year, and and the one I was on got 14. Hmm. That was it. That was Sea Otter catch in 1910.
Hmm. Yeah. This one says it's the Rosenberg girls.
Hmm.
Hello?
Mr. Hudson, you have a telephone call on 222.
Yes. Okay, fine. Okay, thanks a lot. Bye.
I don't know where this is taken, but I know them too there. That's Katie and...
Katie on the left?
Yeah, on this side.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's Lily on that.
Lily, uh-huh.
Right. How do you know the one in the middle?
Mm-hmm. Now, this one says it's Clara Cook and Mrs. Mm-hmm. Carl Winchell shipwrecked on Uyak Island?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that island?
That's around Kodiak.
Around Kodiak, okay.
Yeah, that's... yeah, I saw this before.
Yeah, right.
Mrs.
Yeah.
Carl Winchell, Clara Cook. That was some relative of, that Miss Winchell's brother.
Okay.
Wife.
Mm.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What it was.
Did you go over to the telly office at the same time? Maybe we could stop for just a minute, okay?
Yeah.
Check. And Mrs. Gregory called from the clinic, and I guess they've got some emergencies. She usually teaches the class for this period.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all those.
Yeah, I know all of them. That's it. Their names on the back, Annie Peterson. That's the one that's in there.
That other photo? Or in the, just there.
In the Pioneer Home?
Yeah.
And this one is at, Oxenia. Her last name was Dushkin.
Hmm.
And then here was, let's see. Oh yeah, Jenny Alexander, and this one, Jenny Alexander. Oh yeah, Nellie Galvin. She must have been married then. She was married to Galvin, but she was Nellie Peterson. These two were sisters.
Hmm.
And then Lucy Levitt there.
The end.
And this Alexander Vikloff.
Vikloff.
Yeah. Alexander V.
Uh-huh.
Vikloff. We used to call her Wiggloff. Yeah, I knew all of these.
They were all in the Jesse Lee home?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there is Sue. Yeah, there's just the home buildings over in the right here.
Oh, yeah.
And there's Newman's house there.
Hmm. Hmm.
That's where Vern's store is now.
Okay.
And there's a big, looks like a big bull there in the field.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Marie thought she recognized that woman in that photo.
Yeah. Who, Marie Bertelsen?
Yeah.
Well, she saw these, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And she thought that she recognized this person.
Yeah,
she didn't see
sure she did.
Yet.
This was Mary Hansen. I saw her with Marie about couple of years ago. She was in the hospital. She was married to Nesenius.
Nesenius?
Yeah. And she was from Squaw Harbor originally.
Oh.
Yeah, that was she was Hansen. And this picture is Nesenius.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, Marie Bertelsen lived with him for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went to school with this one.
Oh,
she was about my age.
Uh-huh. She was living here in Alaska?
She was in Disley Home.
Oh, she was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For a while.
For a while.
I didn't know how long.
This is Nikki and Charlie Pedersen?
Yeah.
Would that be right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are my half-brothers.
Well, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie. Are either of them still alive?
Yeah. Let's see. This is, Nikki and Charlie, they had it taken the same time we had ours from Yeah, they're both in California.
Hmm.
And it's Margaret that's, you didn't see that pilot the other day?
No, I didn't.
Pedersen?
Mm-hmm.
Ted?
Yeah, I heard he was here, but no.
Yeah, that's my stepbrother. And this Margaret is my stepsister.
Okay.
Would be, of course, she's dead.
Uh-huh.
No, he's about 75 years old. Margaret would be the one that wrote this card. Would be she died in an automobile accident several years ago, and should be. See, Ted is 75. Should be about 78.
Hmm.
Or even 79 now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these kids are, they're around 65 years old, somewhere in that area. Huh. I saw them both. Here's Margaret.
Okay. Mm. And she's a sister to these two kids.
She's a half-sister.
Half-sister to, yeah. to these two, to Nikki and
yeah.
Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And they're my half-brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a... well, she was... on the father's side.
Okay.
She would be a half sister to those kids.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But not related to you. She's not.
No, it's step.
Right.
Yeah. And those are my half.
Yes.
Half
got
brother.
It. There's Pedersen and then there's Peterson, right?
Yeah.
But she's.
Mm-hmm.
Peterson or Pedersen?
Pedersen.
With a D.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In here, though, it's Peterson.
Yeah, I know it's misspelled on some of these, I think.
Well, I think they spelled it both ways.
Oh, okay.
At that time. Let's see, this is... Broderick Street. Must have been down California when had this taken.
Here it's with a T, and over here on the back it's with a D.
Yeah. No, but I mean the address.
Address.
118 Broderick Street. See, all these kids moved to San Francisco in 1912. And I don't know, one of these kids, I guess, or both of them, was born in San Francisco, I believe.
The younger ones.
Yeah, these in here.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I think he used to spell his name with a T, before, then when he got his got married again later on,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
after my mother died several years later.
Mm-hmm.
He married, she was a nurse, I think. He met up in Nome when he was trading up north.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in the hospital now.
Oh.
See, he got killed 69, I think, or 70,
mm-hmm.
by burglars. Went in his house, killed him, and crippled her. So, and you know that them burglars didn't get any jail sentence.
You're kidding.
No, they turned them loose. It was a short jail sentence. And then about 2 years ago, my sister in California told me about it. They caught a criminal that was doing some kind of robbery, and damn if it wasn't one of them boys that
Same
did
one.
This. Yeah.
Man.
He'd been out, and he finally got caught again. Well, here's Nick Peterson, huh? Well, that's when he was a baby. You knew him, huh?
Yes,
the valley.
Yeah. Cross Captain's Bay.
Yeah.
Now, was he related to these other Petersons?
No.
No, different family.
No, this was different Peterson.
Yeah.
Yeah, this Peterson lived around Falls Pass. And his wife died, and he sent all his kids here. See, there was... there must have been half a dozen of them. There was Alexandra and Nellie and Annie and Nick. Nick was the baby. And Alexandra was was, you know, here's Dan Cipri.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dan Cipri was a cousin of mine.
Now, did he move to Seward? Did Dan Cipri move to Seward?
No, he died during the war. He,
oh.
He was engineer on army tug or something. And he fell overboard in Shelikov Strait. Yeah, here's Cape Sirichev.
Okay, this is Sirichev, and this wasn't the lighthouse that was wiped out.
No, no.
Oh, okay.
No, this, see, Sirich, the Scots Cap was wiped out. See, and here was the, of course, those houses ain't there anymore. Those were, it was civilian then. And the lighthouse keepers had their families there.
Oh.
There was the three cottages that lived in. There was a lighthouse up there. And there's a tram to haul their stuff up. The landing was right behind the reef. That is for small boats, you know, for dories. And here's where we landed, hauling supplies to this, that site there.
Yeah.
That was built up there. Yeah, we landed in here with that landing craft. I made a couple of trips on that landing craft. I was working Cold Bay then for the construction. And they constructed this one too. And they had
after the war?
No. Oh yeah, when there's, you know, dew line.
Yeah, yeah.
And the crew quit on this thing, was ready to sink. The whole bottom was rusted out. So there were just the captain and engineer left on there. And I was working on the dock. There was two of us, myself and another, he was old copper miner from Idaho or somewhere. We were the dock men, handling the, or keeping track of the material. See, they landed this material all in Cold Bay. That is for the Cold Bay site and Sirichev. And then they hauled it with this landing craft. Oh, the landing craft there was the Cordova Salvor, belonged to the salvage outfit. And, yeah, they had the Kodiak Salvor, the big crane on.
Did you join the crew then?
No, I just made a couple of trips. Then they got a new crew. And that's where we landed, right here on Sand Beach. And she finally, when they got through with her, they just wrecked her there. She stayed there. She was about through when I made a trip on her. It was rough too when we landed there. You know, we'd put the stern anchor out. Oh yeah, when they got wrecked, I think they wrecked her on purpose. They were through with her and she wasn't worth fixing. So they claim that when they tried to pull themselves out to the stern anchor, the anchor came in instead of them going out. So they stayed there. Of course, that easy could have happened. But you know, they probably had it insured and heck, we're through with it. We'll get our money back from the insurance company.
This is Scotch Cap then.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the same kind of building, the lighthouse, but the living quarters are back in there.
Okay,
behind this
off
hill.
To the left of the hill.
And they were higher up than those from the beach. Well, they got washed out.
Along with the tidal, along with the lighthouse.
Yeah. Gee, they were 100 feet up. Easy. Well, this lighthouse was 90 feet up from the sea level.
Right.
This, and...
Now, were there any survivors from that?
Yeah, there was one that I know of. He was out hunting. He was way inland.
Mm.
And he camped out that night, and next day he come home. No place there.
Mm.
Yeah, this, I don't know if that's a new lighthouse or the old one.
Well, this would have been pretty early, before 1915 or 1916.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this was a wooden one. The one that got washed out was reinforced concrete.
Yeah. Hmm.
And that tidal wave tore that concrete all to pieces. I saw pictures of it.
Mm-hmm.
That concrete was just all in chunks.
Yeah.
This looks like it's wood. It's hard to tell from the picture, but I know they rebuilt it. Because now they got no lighthouses mm-hmm. there. They got just automatic light, which those days they didn't have. I guess a lot of the lighthouses are, they got, at Sirichev there, that's where Bill Rosenberg is buried.
At Sirichev, okay.
Well, here's Scott's Gap, yeah. See, that's from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Pacific side here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's the three living houses. Well, they're not so awful high there either.
Maybe they made a mistake, and maybe the, maybe.
Hey, that looks exactly like. Like Scott's Gap, doesn't it?
Looks a lot like it, doesn't it? Yeah. Yeah, even that road going down the side here.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a little different, like there's more erosion on the side of the hill here than there is over there.
Mm-hmm.
But,
And up here there's... This tramway is not on this one.
Yeah.
And it's a little different.
Yeah, it is. It's steeper, isn't it, on the one?
Yeah, on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I guess, taken from the same angle, see, according to buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And this, is that a flagpole or is that just a mark in the...
I can't tell.
I think just a mark in the film. Yeah, this landscape is a little different there.
Yeah.
And this looks a little higher.
Mm-hmm, it does. Must be different buildings.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, you can see the difference. I could see the difference when I used the glass.
Okay.
Lots of difference.
Alrighty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, difference in the buildings even. Living quarters are about the same, but then the landscape is altogether different
mm-hmm.
in the two, so they got it right. And the beach is altogether different. See, these two houses are built on a steep slope.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, there's flat there.
Oh,
where those two little houses are. In a lot of ways, they were twin. You know, and well, there's things in this picture that's not in this. And those two little houses there, here they're right on the steep bank, and here they're on the flat. Oh, this is Applegate's house. That's the birdcage. Oh, no, let's see now. No, what house is that? There's Applegate's fence, I know.
Hmm.
You know, he had that kind of fence around his house. Oh, I see now. I see. This Applegate's fence, but not his house. See, Applegate's house is over here.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
This picture is taken by his fence.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Now this is Lukanov's house.
Oh. Oh.
The one that is
still there. Yeah.
Still there. And the next one there is the one that they tore down.
Mm-hmm.
In between Lukanov's and Larry's.
Yeah.
Yeah. There, now I got that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is Applegate's fence.
Mm.
Yeah, and there's the other side of his fence toward Lukanov's. So Applegate's house would be here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In just the front of the fence. And there's the Applegate's fence going in.
Mm-hmm.
Past
mm-hmm.
the canals. Mm-hmm. Mm. But let's see who the kids are. Well, I don't know. Maybe I knew them, but then.
Yeah, there's no names on those slides.
And they're not Applegate's kids.
Mm.
See, Applegate got married when he was fairly old.
Mm.
And he married a young woman. Oh, here's old man Thwaites.
Mm.
He's taking a picture. Yeah, that's got his name on the back, too. There's the bowsprit of some schooner there. No, that's the boom, main boom on from the mast.
Oh, oh.
That schooner there.
Hmm.
That could be.
Must be in southeastern someplace, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, there's trees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, that's southeastern. But there's a sailing vessel there. Oh, he's on a boat. Oh, yeah, he's on top of a pilot house.
Hmm.
On a boat, and there's the boom. See, here's the light screens.
Okay. Right.
You know, the red and green light.
Ah.
Yeah, he's standing. This is the boom from the same boat he's on.
That he's on.
Ah. Yeah. He's taking a picture of something on there, and somebody took a picture of him. Yeah. Some fish boat or something. Yeah, there's this side light screens. There you could see the lamp on that screen.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's sticking out over the top.
Yeah.
See, that's when they, I suppose that's when they burnt oil. And they had to go and light it.
Be an older photo, don't you think? Because
yeah,
they're
no,
okay, that's all right. We're recording right now.
Yeah, I know most of these girls. There is Carl Moses' mother, Dora Carlson, and there is one of my half-sisters there. They were chums.
Right next to Dora.
Yeah.
Nellie,
Anisha, Margaret, is that Margaret Peterson? I guess it is. No, it must be another Margaret, because she was younger than that. And the middle one, third one, Mary C. or May C. That might have been one of the Carlsons. There were a lot of Carlsons from Sinek. That's a big family. And the woman, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Molly. Dolly, right there. I know most of them. Yeah, I recognize the names anyhow, and some of them. These two, let's see, 1921, she was about 12 years old then, I think. and this Dora.
The Dolly or?
No, Dora and Lydia.
Lydia, uh-huh.
Yeah. They were, you know, maybe, they were teenagers anyway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, here's Chester the Riskin.
Yeah.
As a baby. And his mother, Amelia. That was one of the Nick Peterson's sister.
Hmm, Amelia?
Yeah.
Ah.
Let's see what they say on the deck. Chester Bariskin and his mother at 3 months. Mrs. Lawrence. Yeah, that was that would be Tiny's aunt.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I saw it. Some of these pictures before.
I think these are the ones that
yeah.
You know, I had rubber bands around.
Yeah. Ellen Scott.
Is she from up here?
No.
No, I have never heard of her either up here.
No. It's Miss Cook, Ellen Scott, age 16 months, weigh 21 pounds. And this is sent to Miss Cook. Cushman School. They later on turned it to a hospital.
Oh, hmm.
I was visited there one time.
Just a general school?
Yeah. It was a school like Chamawa,
okay.
Carlisle, or whatever.
Training schools or
yeah.
High schools or.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a school where you went up to 9th or 10th grade or whatever. And also they learned carpentering, whatever, all
yeah.
Different trades.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And they wore uniforms.
Yeah. They wear uniforms at Chamawa?
Yeah.
Oh, they did?
They did. I think all the Indian schools did wear uniforms. Because I saw pictures of different people from different schools, like Carlisle and so forth. And they all had that kind of uniform
yeah,
on.
Yeah. So that was to recognize them. And to
yeah. Well, they also had other clothes besides the uniform.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I saw these pictures before, this Unga Agate Beach.
Is that near the Apollo Mine?
I don't know just where it is, but this is taken by Thwaites, too.
Oh, okay. He must have taken a great, you know, many photographs.
Oh, yeah.
Some of these negatives are up in the thousands, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really good.
And he copyrighted a lot of them.
Yeah, he, if he traveled on the Dora, he probably went to a lot of interesting places.
Oh, yeah.
Places.
That's, let's see, here's the back side of Jessie Home. With the barn and silo and all that stuff. And the cows.
These cannons in here, were they ever operated? I mean, do you ever remember them using them?
No.
They were old Russian ones, so I suppose they were pretty well...
Oh, they were real Russian cannons. And there was... yeah, I know most of these people here, too.
Some of them identified. Dolly Smith?
Yeah.
And then the second one there, nobody knows who that person was. Carolyn Nielsen,
mm-hmm.
Mary Nielsen,
yeah.
Molly Larson.
Oh, yeah.
These came from Mrs. Newhall, what's her name? Edith Newhall, identified them. Charlotte Smith,
mm-hmm.
Somebody from the Olga Carlson,
yeah.
And Nellie Carlson.
Yeah. Let's see. I think there is Mary Nielsen there. Does it give them in order?
Yeah, they've got Mary Nielsen third from the left, I think.
Yeah, well, that's the one. I recognize that one.
Uh-huh.
That's there. Third, right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And who's the second one?
Unknown.
And the first one?
Dolly Smith.
Mm-hmm. And the fourth one?
Molly Larson.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got Charlotte Smith at the bottom.
This little one here.
Yeah. And then Olga Carlson. Somebody's missing. I don't know. Olga Carlson and Nellie Carlson.
Yeah.
I think this one and this one. They don't know who that one is. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Who it looks like. They don't have a 7 here.
Mm-hmm. They just got 6, huh?
Yeah. They're 8 altogether, but they left out.
One. Mary Nielsen, I recognize her, and Olga Carlson, the one on the top
the
there.
Tall,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those cannons, they used to fire them on 4th of July.
Before your time?
Hmm?
Before your time?
Oh, no.
Oh, you remember them being fired?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Ah. That is not the cannon law.
No.
There was about 8 or 10 of them cannons there. One of them was a big one, brass one, with a Russian eagle on it and all that stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
But somebody took that. Probably some Coast Guard commandant here.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Anyhow, it was there in 1910, and in 1920 it wasn't there. In fact, several of them were gone during that period.
And the last of them, I guess.
No, out in Attica they had one Russian cannon. That they had there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to fire it at, let's see, what was it? It was some kind of church thing, and they didn't have any powder. We had some blasting powder, not dynamite, but it was blasting powder. Before they had dynamite, you know, it was powerful stuff. So we gave them this, a big can, so, and they, we should have told them just use a little bit, but they didn't know. They put a lot in this can and blew it all to pieces.
Yeah,
the guy, wonder the guy fired it didn't get killed. They found pieces of it a quarter mile away. And he was standing right behind it with a match, you know, and firing it through that little hole.
By Charles Commercial.
I was probably in the Navy when that picture was taken. Where was that? Let's see now. Yeah, I could have.
Probably would have been around 1915 or.
Because I know, yeah, because that Mary Nielsen there was when I worked on the Bureau Fishery boat in 1920. She was a passenger on going home from here.
What are you using this for, Mr. Hudson? Want to write a book or something?
Yeah, in one of the classes where we got some stories that came along with these old photos.
Hi. I go now?
No, you stay here.
I ride the bus at school.
Oh, that's right, school's over. Yeah, you may go.
Thank
I thought
you.
We were on the old schedule or something. Pardon?
Let me see.
He's running around the library.
This Carson girl is still living in Seattle.
Oh.
It's Nellie.
Mm-hmm.
Nellie Carson. That's one of one of Marie Bertelsen's older sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Quite a bit older.
Are you up to canvas the votes?
Yeah, but Michael, you know, the same thing.
Yeah, okay. I forgot about that.
They'll be in tomorrow. Maybe. It's
supposed to be if the plane gets in.
I
don't know. There was no pickup. No. Yes, that's all right. That's an Applegate, I guess, huh?
No, Cachevero.
Oh, Cachevero. Okay.
Yeah. That's one of the. Liza Gould, who was married to Peter Fisher. Seward outfit.
Yeah.
Miss Peterson.
Yeah. This one says Flora Cachevero Farm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the same outfits.
Yeah.
They had quite a few kids.
And Eleanor Cachevero on this one, I guess.
Mm-hmm. There's a feeder, and maybe one or two kids know that grave up there with the tree.
Yeah.
That's the cassowary of the Saint family.
Oh.
That's where he's buried.
Hmm.
And I don't know, there's, I haven't looked at that for a long time. And, well, here's Applegate.
Oh, yeah.
And that's Jesse. That's the youngest one, I guess, huh?
There's a Mydell?
Mydell was the oldest, okay. I believe.
Okay.
He was a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, here he is.
Interesting in this diary here, all the different types of ailments and amputations and everything else that he had to, to deal with. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Nilu Gatik, Bureau of Alaska.
Is it a blanket toss?
I don't know. There's a whole bunch of... Yeah, sure. Sure, they're having a little celebration there. Those are all kind of flags hanging around there. New all probably send that to Egypt.
They must have, yeah.
Yeah.
First fellow? Oh, Chester Newhall. Okay.
Yeah.
These are empty. These are in the figure eight.
Mm-hmm.
We could continue these tomorrow if you like.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, gee, I know everybody in this one.
Oh, okay, wow. Let's see, let me get over there. Now, this one, second on the left, Nick Peterson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And fourth on the left, Mary Hansel.
Mary Hansel.
Hansel.
Oh, this one.
This is
Hansel.
Maybe it's supposed to be Hansen. I'll have to check. And then the teacher is Miss Supernow.
Yeah.
Supernow.
Mm-hmm.
She became Dr. Newhall's second wife.
Mm-hmm.
And then Marie Hall is the girl in the center next to the teacher.
Here?
Yeah.
Or up there?
Here. Or
Here's Katie Mulbeck.
Yeah, Katie Mulbeck. Yeah, Nellie Holmberg with the long hair.
Oh, yeah.
Peter Hatch, Sapolsenko.
Yeah.
Is that him?
Let's He was Sapoznikov, changed his name to Hatch. And I think that's Paul Morton.
Okay, yeah, that's what they've got down here. Yeah, Paul Morton.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, according to this picture, then, let's see.
The one on the left is somebody named Bo Mobeck?
Oh, here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And in the middle is Helen Swanson, although she looks like a boy.
Oh, here.
Yeah, but she had her hair cut, I guess.
Yeah. And there's other Swanson.
Can you just make sure the door's locked and leave all that stuff on? Okay, sure will.
Yeah, now according to Paul Morton there, this picture must have been taken, say 1906.
That early.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's number 40.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying that's number 40? So 1906, huh?
Yeah. According to these.
About the ages of the people.
About these people, I see there that they know really well, like Nick Peterson there.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Now he was 3 years younger than me. Now in this picture here, he'd be. 1906, I'd been 1906, 11 years old, or somewhere in there, 11, 12, and Nick Peterson is 3 years younger than me, so it'd be, that's about it, somewhere around, say, 1906.
Uh-huh.
Paul Morton is just a little kid there.
Yeah.
And he was about...
That's a clear photo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of these I didn't see there.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't remember seeing this one. Well, there's the old school right over the top of their head.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
See, there's Newman's house way over in the corner here.
Mm-hmm.
Where Vern's store is now.
When did Nick Peterson move across Captain's Bay?
After the war.
After the war?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
About, let's see, he was 45, 46, he was still here, probably in the late 40s, 48, 40, 47, 48, 49, before 1950. I think it was that early. I know it wasn't too long after the war.
The war, yeah.
Yeah. It was probably in the 50s.
This is a nice looking place.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you got a lot of sunlight over on that side.
Oh, yeah.
The amount of vegetables and stuff he grew.
Oh, yeah. You know. Yeah, he had a nice little garden in back there.